Hey, welcome to this week's episode of Topical English Vocabulary with me, teacher Tiffany. In this week's episode, I am going to teach you 5 specific English vocabulary words that will help you speak English fluently and with confidence about music. Now, my friend, are you ready to learn these words? Well then, let's jump right in. Now, this is a topic, music, that affects everyone around the world, including you. I'm sure you have a favorite genre or a favorite type of music. And when it comes to speaking English, you'd like to express yourself in English about that music, right? So today I'm going to give you 5 words that will help you do just that. So let's jump right in. Our very first vocabulary word is tempo. Good. Again, after me. Tempo. Excellent. Now, this word tempo, it literally just means the speed at which a piece of music is played or sung. We're talking about the speed. For example, one of my favorite songs, it's a Christian song. It's called It Is Well With My Soul. This is how the song is sung. And I'm going to change tempos so that you understand the meaning of this word. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. You see, it has a slower tempo, right? Now, the exact same song, if someone were to say to me, "Hey, Tiff, speed up the tempo," this is what it would sound like. It is well with my soul. It is well. It is well with my soul. Same song, but at a faster tempo. You got it, right? Excellent. All right. So let's check out the example sentences using this word. All right. Again, the word is tempo. Here's the very first example sentence. The conductor adjusted the tempo to create a more dramatic and dynamic effect. For example, it is well with my soul. I'm changing the tempo to change the effect. You got it? Excellent. Here we go. Number 2. Fast tempo songs are often associated with high energy genres like rock or electronic dance music. And finally, the last example sentence. Musicians use tempo markings to convey the desired speed for a particular composition. Remember, we're talking about the tempo or the speed at which a piece of music is played or sung. Makes sense, right? The word is tempo. Excellent. All right. So the first word we have is tempo. Now let's move to the second word. Again, we're speaking about the topic of music. So the very next word I want you to understand is composition. Good. Again, after me. Composition. Excellent. Now, this word composition, again, we're talking about music. Composition just refers to the creation and arrangement of musical elements to form a complete piece of music. Again, the creation and arrangement of musical elements to form a complete piece of music. Now, you know, as your English teacher, you've heard me sing lots of songs, right? I love music. Now, I can sing songs. I never learned how to play the violin. I know the basics of piano, right? So I didn't play a musical instrument. I do enjoy singing, and I've always enjoyed singing. So actually composing a song, that's not what I do. But there are composers that know, hey, I want the string instruments to come in at this moment. I want the piano to come in at this moment. I want the drums to come in at this moment. They're composing a musical selection. And when you get that sheet of paper with the musical notes set in a certain order, a composition. Once again, the creation and arrangement of musical elements to form a complete piece of music. You got it? Excellent. All right, let's check out the example sentences. Here we go. The first sentence. Composing a symphony requires a deep understanding of musical theory and structure. All right, now this is the verb form of the word, right? So creating a composition requires a deep understanding of musical theory and structure, right? We could change it to use the term composition, all right? Let's move on to number two. The artist's latest composition showcased a unique blend of classical and modern influences. And finally, the third example sentence. Learning composition allows musicians to express their creativity and craft original works. You got it? Excellent. So once again, number two we have after me, composition. Great job. All right, now let's move on to number three. Again, we're speaking about the topic of music. We've learned two words so far: tempo, the pace or the speed of a song, and we've learned composition. Now I want us to look at the third word. After me, harmonize. Good. Harmonize. Excellent. Now, this term harmonize, it literally just means to add harmonies or complementary musical notes to a melody. To make sounds that harmonize or complement other sounds. For example, again, you know I enjoy singing. So let's say, for example, I was singing a song I sang as a child at church. Sign me up for the Christian Jubilee, just write my name. So let's say my friend was singing at that note, right? Then I join in. Sign me up for the Christian Jubilee. If I drop my voice lower, or if I go higher, right? Now when these three notes come together, these three sounds come together, it's a harmony. Right? Harmonizing. Soprano, alto, tenor together. Right? Now, as one individual, you can't harmonize with yourself unless you're recording your voice and then recording on top of it. But again, having multiple sounds together that complement each other. I loved when I was in college. I went to Oakwood University in Huntsville, Alabama. It's a Black Adventist college. And when I say every week was like a concert, I'm not lying. People could sing. Now, you think I can sing, and I appreciate that. There were people there that literally have been on TV. One of the guys I went to school with, he literally is the voice coach currently for Jennifer Lopez. Like, that's the level of singing expertise that was at my college, right? People could really sing really well, right? So harmonizing was something that almost everyone could do, right? So harmonize. Now I want us to check out these example sentences, okay? Here's the first example sentence. The background vocalists harmonized beautifully with the lead singer, creating a rich sound. I love to hear beautiful music. Here we go. The second example sentence. Musicians often experiment with different ways to harmonize to enhance the overall texture of a song. And finally, sentence number three. Learning to harmonize is a valuable skill for singers and instrumentalists alike. You got it? Excellent. All right. So number three again after me, harmonize. Great job. All right. So far we've had three words again about music. The very first word was tempo. The second word we had was composition. And the third word we just finished going over was harmonize. Now it's time for us to go to number four. Number four after me is cadence. Good. Again, cadence. Excellent. All right. So this term cadence, it literally just refers to a sequence of chords or notes that brings a phrase to a close, providing a sense of resolution. Cadence, this word cadence. Now, I'm going to add to this definition just to make it easier for you to understand, all right? Cadence, I'm gonna write it out for those that are watching this lesson on YouTube, okay? So I'm gonna write beat. Let's change the size of this really quickly. Hold on 1 second if you're watching this, all right? So beat or time or a rhythmic sequence, all right? Or a rhythmic sequence, all right? Rhythmic sequence, okay? So again, it's basically following this rhythm. You have this cadence, a little similar to tempo, but rhythmic sequence. You see, I'm slowing down, right? As I'm snapping my finger, I'm changing the cadence, changing the tempo, okay? So in English, again, we say cadence. Excellent. Very good. So let's check out this example sentence. All right. Check out this example sentence, bringing up the thickness of our line again. All right. So as we go through these example sentences, I'm going to underline them so you can follow along even better. All right. So number one. Okay. Number one. Again, I'm going to change the underline thickness. All right. Here we go. So the final cadence of the piece signaled the end of the musical journey. Next, different genres may employ distinct cadences to convey specific emotions or stylistic elements. And the third example sentence, musicians often pay careful attention to cadences to create a sense of closure or anticipation. Again, we're speaking about this word, cadence. Excellent. So once again, we've had four words so far, each about the topic of music. We've had tempo. Excellent. After tempo, we had composition. Very good. The third word, harmonize. Excellent. And the fourth word, cadence. Very good. Now we're moving into our fourth word about music. The fourth word after me is crescendo. Good. Again, now looking at the word after me again, crescendo. Very good. Now this word crescendo, it literally just means a gradual increase in loudness or intensity in a piece of music. We say crescendo, slowly getting louder and louder and louder. Crescendo. So again, earlier I sang the song for you. I decided to sing the song, It Is Well With My Soul. Kind of similar, right? Tempo, cadence, and that singing at the same level. Now I'm going to add the crescendo. It is well. That's a crescendo, right? If you're listening to it, you heard it go soft and then louder. Crescendo. Makes sense, right? Excellent. All right. So check out these example sentences using the word crescendo. Here's the first example sentence. The orchestra built up to a powerful crescendo, filling the concert hall with sound. Next, composers use crescendos to add drama and excitement to their compositions. And finally, the third sentence. The singer's voice rose in a crescendo, reaching a stunning climax. You got it? So again, number five, we have crescendo. All right, so again, we've had five words about this topic of music. Tempo, composition. Third, we had harmonize. Fourth, cadence. And fifth, we had crescendo. Now what I want to do is, using these five words, we're going to listen to, and if you're watching, you'll watch me read a paragraph that includes each of the five words about this topic. This is very good for your listening skills and for you to understand even more how to use these words in real life. So let's listen to this paragraph that uses each of the words you learned today. Try to recognize them, all right? So here we go. Music is a universal language that weaves together an array of emotions and artistic expression. In a musical composition, the tempo sets the pace, guiding the listener through a rhythmic journey. Then, the harmonization of melodies contributes to the overall structure, creating moments of resolution and anticipation. Musicians skillfully harmonize their voices or instruments, intertwining melodies to create a harmonious blend that resonates with the audience. All throughout a musical piece, the ebb and flow of intensity build up like a crescendo, reaching climactic moments that stir the soul. Each composition is a narrative, a unique narrative, a story told through carefully orchestrated sequences of notes and rests, capturing the essence of human experience. In the intricate world of music, tempo, cadence, harmonization, and crescendo converge to form a symphony of emotions that transcends language, speaking directly to the heart and leaving an indelible mark on the listener's soul. Now, did you hear each word? Did you hear each word that was used in that paragraph? Remember, we have five words that we learned today: composition, tempo, harmonize, crescendo. These words have helped you understand how to speak English fluently about music. And don't forget about the word cadence. These words today that you learned will help you speak English like a native English speaker about the topic of music. Now, my friend, I truly hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Topical English Vocabulary with me, Teacher Tiffany, and I can't wait to talk to you next time. Remember, the words that I taught you were actually sent out via email totally for free with my English Vocabulary newsletter. So if you want to get the newsletter every single day, Sunday to Friday for free, and get five new words every day, go to dailyenglishvocabulary.com. Again, www.dailyenglishvocabulary.com. And my friend, I will talk to you next time.